You're listening to the audio production of You Can Rest, 100 Devotions to Calm Your Heart and Mind by Katie Boatman. That's me. Published by B&H Publishing Group and read by me, Katie Boatman. Introduction. I know you have plenty of things to worry about. How many times have you laid down in your bed at night only to have your mind take over your plans to fall asleep? Your brain tries to make you remember all the things that went wrong that day, the things you're nervous about for tomorrow, and everything you're scared of as it gets dark. Before you know it, you're wide awake, worrying that you'll be awake all night, and the worry wheel is spinning out of control. God knows and understands this worry. He's there to help you fight it. God sees and hears all those worries that are distracting you at school or making you anxious and keeping you awake at night. This book contains 100 different devotions to listen to before bed, or anytime. They'll help you realize what God can do with your worry, remind you that He's with you, and help you go to sleep thinking about how much He loves you. After every 10 days of devotions, there are some questions for you. Consider those your chance to think through your honest thoughts and feelings. I encourage you to get out a journal or some loose paper and write out your answers to the questions. After, you can continue to write out what is on your heart. And don't worry about making everything sound nice. Just write out what you're thinking. Use it as a safe space to process, reflect, and be still. You can even write your prayers to God if that's helpful to you. He wants to hear what's on your mind. There's also an attachment to the audiobook that is a full index where you can look up different things you might be worrying about and see if there's a devotion on that topic. If you climb in bed one night and you're worried about school or your family or making friends, you can head to the index and look up those topics and find out which devotions to skip to for help. My prayer is that whether you go through the book from day 1 to 100 or skip around to find the topics that relate to you the most, you'll encounter the God who will never leave you, the God who cares about your feelings. I wrote this devotional not because I no longer struggle with worry, but because I know now what to do with my worry when it comes. I run to God. And my prayer is that you would walk away from reading this with a sense of peace, because you too know that God is with you. God is not scared. God can help you. God will take care of tomorrow. God can give you peace. And God is with you. Rest in that. Rest in Him. A note about asking for professional help. As we talk about things that worry us, I want you to know it's okay to seek professional help. Some worries and problems are too big to handle. Some of those topics we're going to talk about in this book may be an overwhelming issue for you and something that reading a short devotion can't help solve. If you're battling those things or dealing with a diagnosis of anxiety or depression, it is absolutely okay and necessary to reach out to doctors, counselors, pastors, teachers, and parents for extra help and support. No one is supposed to carry these anxieties alone. You are so loved. Day 1. You can rest. God proves His own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. There are so many things that worry our minds, and we'll talk about a lot of those throughout this book. There's one thing, however, I want to make sure you know before anything else. Jesus died for you, so you can rest. Let me tell you more about what that means. We are all born broken people. You, me, your parents, your friends. So if you're worried that you've messed up too much, or you don't feel like you're enough, the truth is none of us is enough. God created people to be with Him, but because of our sinful and broken nature, we are separated from God. There's nothing we can do on our own to fix that. Trying to be nice enough, read the Bible enough, or be respectful enough won't fill the separation gap between us and God. Plus, all that trying so hard is just exhausting. But here's where the good news comes in. God sent His Son, Jesus, to live on earth and to die in our place, so we can be forgiven for all of our mistakes. When we trust in Jesus and begin a relationship with Him,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?